Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, May 13, 2021. Federal Pandemic Unemployment Programs Update, May 11, 2021. On May 11, 2021, Governor Reynolds announced that Iowa will end its participation in federal pandemic-related unemployment benefit programs effective June 12, 2021. The governor also announced that effective June 13, 2021, the state will no longer waive employer charges for COVID-19-related unemployment benefits. Funding. The Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, H.R. 748, enacted on March 27, 2020, created unemployment assistance programs, including Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, PUA, Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation, PEUC, and Federal Pandemic Unemployment Compensation, FPUC, to help combat the economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The PUA and PEUC programs were originally expected to expire in December 2020, while FPUC expired in July 2020. The Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021, enacted on December 27, 2020, extended these three programs through March 14, 2021, while the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, enacted on March 11, 2021, further extended these programs until September 6, 2021. Program background. Under the PUA program, individuals who do not qualify for regular unemployment compensation and are unable to continue working as a result of COVID-19, such as self-employed workers, independent contractors, and gig economy workers, are eligible for PUA benefits. The program was extended from 39 weeks as authorized in the CARES Act to 50 weeks through the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 and increasing to 79 weeks as authorized through the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. Under the PEUC program, states can provide federally funded benefits to qualified individuals who have exhausted all rights to regular compensation under state law or federal law with respect to a benefit year that ended on or after July 1, 2019, have no rights to regular compensation with respect to a week under any other state unemployment compensation law or federal unemployment compensation law, or to compensation under any other federal law, are not receiving compensation under the Unemployment Compensation Law of Canada, and can work, are available to work, and are actively seeking work, although states must offer flexibility on, quote, actively seeking work, end quote, where there are COVID-19 impacts and constraints. The Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 extended the PEUC program through March 14, 2021, while the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 extended the amount of PEUC weekly benefits from 24 to 53 weeks and extended the length of time in which workers can receive PEUC benefits if they exhaust regular state unemployment insurance benefits to last until September 6, 2021. The FPUC program, as authorized by the CARES Act, provided an extra $600 per week on top of the weekly benefit amounts an employee would have otherwise received through the unemployment insurance program through the end of July 2020. The Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 reinstated the FPUC program, providing an additional $300 per week for all workers receiving unemployment benefits through March 14, 2021, replacing the original $600 from the CARES Act. Subsequently, the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 extended FPUC weekly benefits until September 6, 2021. The Mixed Earners Unemployment Compensation, MEUC, program is also included in the announcement. However, this program, which provides a $100 weekly additional benefit for eligible participants who were self-employed and meet a specific pre-pandemic income threshold, was never implemented by the state. Recipients and benefits. In the week ending May 1, 2021, 14,570 recipients for the PUA program received benefits totaling $4.9 million. The highest number of recipients for the program was 18,561 in the week ending July 18, 2020. To date, $243.3 million in PUA benefits have been paid to Iowans. In the week ending May 1, 2021, 18,703 recipients for the PEUC program received benefits totaling $8.2 million. The highest number of recipients for the program was 72,604 in the week ending February 27, 2021. To date, $337.1 million in PEUC benefits have been paid to Iowans. In the week ending May 1, 2021, 49,912 recipients for the FPUC program received benefits totaling $19.7 million. The highest number of recipients for the program was 161,906 in the week ending May 9, 2020. To date, $1.976 billion in FPUC benefits have been paid to Iowans. Next steps. The Iowa Workforce Development, IWD, will contact impacted unemployment insurance claimants with more information about how these changes affect them individually. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Eric Richardson, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6767.